This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A presentation of Casabella Home and Interiors.
Megan Graham, Executive Director of Saving Grace Pet Adoption Center, in this morning. You're getting ready for Barks and Recreation. Tell us about it.
Hey, Kyle. Thanks for having me this morning. We are getting ready for Barks and Recreation. It's our second year of this super fun event that's going to be held out at Stewart Park at the Half Shell on Saturday from noon to 4 p.m. And we're encouraging everyone to get their well-behaved dogs on leash and head on down to the park on Saturday.
You know, a lot of people really liked it last year, and you've got good weather this weekend. It should go really well.
Oh my gosh, we're so lucky with the weather. Fingers crossed, it looks like it's going to be a perfect day like it was last year. We're going to have pet-friendly vendors, kid-friendly vendors, doggy contests, live music, beer and wine garden, dog microchips and vaccines available. We'll be offering $10 microchips and $10 rabies vaccinations, and all kinds of activities and food carts. Just going to be really fun.
So you said live music.
Tori Rose is going to be joining us. She joined us last year as well, and we love her, and she's going to be fabulous. 2:30 to 4 is when Tori's going to be playing.
And if people want to, you know, if you don't have a dog that you want to bring along, and trust me, ours are not coming. They are not the animals you want there. They are Pomeranians, and they're just too hyper.
Yeah,
that wouldn't work. But a lot of people last year did bring their dogs, and it's just kind of an interesting twist. How'd you get this idea?
We actually did this. I did this event when I lived in Bend. So I kind of just brought it over here from my experience in Bend. And we had a really fun event there in Drake Park and thought, hey, you know, we could do this in Roseburg. Why not? So.
And let's see here. Talk about some of these contests.
Yeah. So our doggy contests, we've got best hair, best trick, owner dog lookalike, which is probably my favorite. That one's going to be a heated race because we've got about 6 people already entered in it, and we can take about 10 people for the contest. So that one's going to be a good one. And of course, everyone's favorite is the pie eating contest, and we will have a small dog section and a large dog section for the pie eating contest, because you can't put the Chihuahuas up against the Mastiffs. It's just not fair.
Now, talk about some of the food.
We have Wailani Shave Ice is going to be there, and Island Grinds, and they are making us special pup ice. So that's going to be really fun. We had to go over and taste test it the other day. My dog, Sam, preferred the beef broth, cottage cheese, and bacon pup ice. That was her favorite. So that'll be fun. We also are going to have Relish Dogs. They are going to be doing their new corn dogs. We've got
Relish Dogs at the Bark.
I know. It's appropriate. We couldn't not invite our friends at Relished. Zhang Chinese cuisine, and we'll also have Beast Burgers. So it's going to be a great day to go out and get lunch for your family and enjoy all of the fun things we have going on.
Oh, and tell me let's go through the ingredients for this dog recipe.
Thought you might come back to that.
So what is it again?
So it's the shave ice.
Right.
And then it is beef broth.
Okay.
Cottage cheese. Bacon, and I think they put whipped cream on top or something, maybe. And then there was a second one, and that one is the shave ice yogurt, plain yogurt, peanut butter powder, and we played with bananas and blueberries, and blueberries were the winner, so we're gonna go with blueberries.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting. Now, if people come out there, talk about some of the, now are there booths like out there too?
Yeah, so we're going to have over 35 local vendors. We've got everything from face painting and balloons to dog houses, dog accessories for sale. Canine Crack is going to be with their treats, dog photography. We're going to have someone there drawing dog portraits, kind of left over from our poorly drawn pets fundraiser that we did recently. So yeah, just lots of vendors to check out, lots of supporters there. Definitely want to give a shout out to our major supporter, Aaron Daniel of Lamont Realty Professionals, who made this event possible. Also, the city of Roseburg, they were super supportive of this event. So
should be a lot of fun, and you're trying to raise some money. Talk about how that works.
Yeah, definitely. We've got a really big raffle going on that we're going to try to raise money for the shelter. We always want to, you know, bring focus back to Saving Grace and the work that we're doing. And this event is free to enter. So anyone can come. There's no fee to show up. But if you want to make a donation, we certainly appreciate that. And then, of course, purchasing raffle tickets and supporting our local vendors and the shelter is definitely something that we're hoping to raise some money. And also, oh gosh, what was I going to say? I don't know. It's gone. But yeah, we're going to have a big raffle. Oh, we're going to sell t-shirts too from Oregon Serigraphics.
So talk about the amount of animals that you're taking care of right now at Saving Grace.
Yeah, we actually just ran some numbers and we have taken in more dogs year to date than we have in the past 10 years. So we're full every day. We kind of struggle with, are we going to be full today? You know, are we going to get another dog in that's going to take up that last kennel? So we've got quite a few dogs in foster care, but we are always looking for more foster homes because that's the only way that we can really expand the capacity of the number of animals that we can care for. And we just continue to get strays in, mostly brought in from animal control. And sometimes they're just not getting picked up. So we're trying to get our best to get them reunited with their families, but it doesn't always work out that way. So if anyone's interested in adopting, we would certainly love for you to come down and meet all the wonderful animals that we have. We are going to have some adoptable dogs out at Barks and Recreation as well. So come on down and meet those guys. We've got some great ones. They're all available on our website. You can see who we have in real time, SavingGracePetAdoptionCenter.org. We also are starting to get kittens in finally. So we are going to be full of kittens starting today.
Now, I'm curious about the fact that you said the most in 10 years. Is that like a national issue?
It is. Yeah, we're definitely not alone in this regard. We've got shelters across the country are experiencing this. And I think a lot of people believe that it's probably due to COVID and there being a real lack of spay neuter available during that time. And then also just people are still kind of losing housing and having to change, you know, their lifestyle to get back to, you know, normal. And that means that sometimes with lifestyle changes comes people not being able to care for their pets anymore. So, yeah, we've seen some owner surrenders, but really the majority of the dogs that we're taking in are strays. So please, if you've lost your pet or if you know someone who's lost their pet, have them check the shelter first. You know, we always post on Facebook and do what we can to get pets and people reunited before we place them back up for adoption. But we will place them up for adoption if we need to.
So Barks and Recreation on Saturday, and again, what time?
Noon to 4 p.m. Oh, and I wanted to mention, if you have adopted a dog from Saving Grace, meet us at 12:30. We're going to do an alumni parade at Barks and Recreation. So that's going to be super fun.
Cool. All right.
Yeah.
Megan Graham from Saving Grace Pet Adoption Center, if I can get that out. 8:39 at the Morning Report.